You mentioned the producers. Is this legislation that was really driven from that producer level? Because there is quite a bit of concern.
Well, my family are cattle ranchers, and we have a cow-calf operation. So this bill is geared more toward the feeder part because of the tie-in to the packers. But in Nebraska, we have all segments of the cattle industry. We have cow-calf, we have backgrounders, we have large and small feedlots, and we have three of the four big packers. I want every segment to succeed. I've said that all along. I've heard from friends and neighbors for many, many years who are upset. They're upset. They're angry. They're worried about the viability of being able to maintain a family ranch, to being able to pass on a ranch to the next generation. And a lot of that is the prices you receive. You know, look what you pay for a chuck roast in the store, which is now up over 29% over last year due to inflation. Ranchers aren't seeing that money. Feedlots, they saw $800 to over $1,000 a head loss for several months. So we want everybody to succeed, but you have to be transparent about the information that's out there. And so on a regional basis, we'll be able to have those cash sales that will help people understand what the market's doing in the state of Nebraska. What's the market doing in Iowa and Minnesota, that's a region? What's the market doing in Texas? I want to know what's going on in Nebraska. You know, the Texas market doesn't affect us that much. But we need to understand what's going on in our market region. And this bill will do that. We have a good number of co-sponsors who'll be on the bill when we drop it today. And I'm just excited for it. It's a big deal. It's a big deal that, as I said, Senator Grassley's been working on for years. I think the two of us teaming up will really be able to keep this momentum going.